吧。
It's time again for Mailbox, the program you, the listeners, help write every week. It's not all that often that we get letters from Spanish-speaking countries. Fernando Portugal writes from Mexico.
You may be interested in the following information. The most luxurious and expensive avenue in Mexico City is called Presidente Masaryk, in order to laureate the memory of the 1918 to 1935 Czechoslovak president. The street's name is part of the daily urban vocabulary for the middle and high classes in Mexico, but only a few of them know who President Masaryk was. The street was baptized as Masaryk Avenue during the 1930s. Masaryk was admired by the former Mexican president Cárdenas, 1934 to 1940, who delivered orders to call the referred street Masaryk Avenue at the time of the creation of the Polancos neighborhood. Today, Polancos and Masaryk Avenue represent the urban core for the Mexican Jewish community.
That's an interesting piece of information. Is there a Masaryk Street in your city or any other place named after a Czech or with a Czech connection? Please do let us know and we will share the information here on Mailbox. James Olson listens to Radio Prague in Georgia.
I just wanted to drop you a note to tell you how much I appreciate your shortwave broadcasts. I'm a 42-year-old banker and I've been a long-time listener to your programs. Perhaps it is just the busy nature of my schedule, but I don't take the time to write to your station very much these days. But that doesn't mean I'm not tuning into your broadcasts. I believe there are many folks like me that listen often, but don't write that much. As a father of three, I'm very busy after work with my family, and shortwave is a pleasant medium for me to use while I'm at home or in my car. Please encourage the continued broadcasts to North America as we're listening and enjoying your programs. I look forward to perhaps visiting your country and your station someday.
It's wonderful to hear from you, James. And as I repeat often in Mailbox, we really appreciate if you find the time to drop us a line, if only to say you are out there. David Snellgrove from the United States responds to a Czechs in History program about the Czech puppeteer Jiří Trnka.
The only one of Jiří Trnka's films I saw was Ruka. I know it was in the 1970s when I saw it, but I considered it a most powerful depiction of the use or abuse of power. As a teacher of social studies in the U.S., I used the film every year to generate discussion. I hadn't thought of Trnka or his art for a long time, and never knew that he was such a well-rounded artist. Thank you for the article.
And thank you for writing in to Radio Prague. John Novotný has lived in Prague for more than 10 years.
With reference to your story in Tuesday's news bulletin on public transport fare hikes, are honest patrons of the system being forced to pay for those apparently considerable number of passengers who don't pay their fare? If that is the case, wouldn't it be more democratic, not to mention honest, to hire more spot checkers on the various transport vehicles? I'm always happy to show my annual pass the few times I'm asked. An increase to 26 crowns strongly smells of gross unfairness in the transport system and in City Hall. Has there been any mention of this in the justification for the hikes?
There are multiple reasons for the price increase, according to both the City Hall and the Prague Transport Authority. 70% of the cost of each fare is subsidized from the city's budget, and the City Hall says it's no longer sustainable. Energy prices and VAT have been rising lately, but the fares have stayed the same since 2005. In setting the prices, the City Hall and the Prague Transport Authority also have to juggle two facts: the running costs, which are comparable to other European cities, and the purchasing power of Czechs, which is often lower. The Transport Authority is also planning some austerity measures, including laying off almost 700 people by the end of the year. And finally, J.C. Lockwood from the United States responds to Radio Prague Czech language program Soundcheck.
I just had the pleasure of seeing my two favorite bands, Plastic People of the Universe and Už jsme doma, play five shows in venues from Washington to Boston. And as I learned in your excellent soundcheck program, to byla sakra mela. Lots of fun, but kind of a slaughter. I guess I'm getting too old to chase bands around the country. Sigh. But in the report, you didn't mention the name of the song from which the phrase came from or the album it's on. It is, of course, Palikeras Tumenge from the Gypsy.cz's Romano hip-hop album, which I found and bought. I've no idea what the title of the album means, but that's a project for another day.
Well, the title of the album means Roma hip-hop, and the title of the song means thank you in the Romani language. And let me thank you for all your letters and emails this week. All that remains now is to repeat for one last time the competition question for November. This time we are looking for the name of a Moravian-born American economist and political scientist. Some of his most important contributions to global economic thinking include his theories of business cycles and development, entrepreneurship, his theory of growth, and creative destruction. You have until Friday to send us your answers to the usual address, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Next Sunday, we will quote from your correct answers and announce the names of four listeners who will be getting parcels from Radio Prague. Till then, bye-bye and take care.